Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I can. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older? Oh, okay. And, well, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
67.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated. Sorry?
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Thank you. And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say your economic situation, your economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. Not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, or tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Can I say all of the above? How many can I? Do you want me to just choose one?
Well, in this case, you may choose two.
Okay, all right. So the economy and democracy and freedom.
Thank you. And next one is, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
50.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
0.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
25.
Thank you. Project 2025?
0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
25.
Thank you. And Jill Stein?
25.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if election for president were held today and the candidates were...
You didn't ask about Cornel West. So where is he on the list?
Oh, well, I was checking and he's not on the list.
On your survey. Okay.
Correct. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her? Much more favorable? Okay.
Yes, much more.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and the prioritized marijuana arrest. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
All of those issues, you're asking about to rate all of them in one response?
Well, in this case, this statement, how would you rate this statement on a scale from 0 to 10? Saying that hearing this statement, it will make you, it is a convincing reason to support Harris.
So, a 10.
Thank you. African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. How convincing this statement sounds to you to support Harris from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is, in the election, we are facing the next question. What kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fight for our rights and will work to bring this country together. How will you rate this one from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the last one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. How would you rate this one from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are decided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little bit more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may choose use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, not often, or not at all?
I don't use social media, so not at all.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, and married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Half.
Thank you. Would you say more than a half, about a half, or less than a half?
A half, just 50% half. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And would you describe, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
None.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No, none.
Thank you. And were you born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Okay, thank you. And what are you going to do with this information?
Oh, well, I'm just in charge of doing the survey. I might not be able to answer that.
But
I really do appreciate it. It's just for status.
Oh, okay, for status. Okay, sounds good.
Okay
well, thank you for your time. Have a good weekend.
Thanks to you as well, and have a good weekend as well. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.